Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Today might be the better travel day than tomorrow because we have some snow in the forecast. Let's go to AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, today we don't have to worry about anything, just a lot of sunshine in the forecast, but tomorrow is going to be a little sloppy. It starts out with some snow across the tri-state that mixes with rain and then kind of comes to an end in the afternoon, so it's not going to be a big system, but it will impact travel tomorrow morning, especially outside the city. I think in the city, most of the roads will be wet with temperatures on the high side of the freezing mark. In the immediate suburbs, there could be a slushy covering to an inch. Again, a lot of that on non-paved surfaces, but just enough to cause some slick spots during the morning commute, and then you have to get north and west of 287 for it to be a little bit more. It should all taper off to just a bit of rain or drizzle around lunchtime and then end in the afternoon. Look for dry weather for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All righty, Joe, and make sure to keep it locked to 1010 Winds for round-the-clock weather updates. The roads and airports will, of course, be extra crowded this week as everybody heads to their Christmas dinners.
AAA predicts over 109 million Americans will travel by car, 2 million more than in 2024. And the earlier you leave, the better. The busiest travel times today and Tuesday are between 1 and 7 p.m. Also, expect a lot of company on the roads on the 26th as everyone heads home. There is a chance of snow in the forecast on Tuesday. Not a lot, but it could be enough to make conditions a little tricky. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And if you are flying, airports are packed this week. Budget extra time and keep your Christmas gifts unwrapped so you don't run into trouble at security. More than 8 million Americans expected to take domestic flights. And yes, they are more expensive this year. As for staying here in the city over the holiday, a million people are expected in Times Square for the ball drop, and the NYPD is gearing up, especially in light of a new threat assessment from the feds. A report by the FBI and Homeland Security says some of the more persistent threats come from lone wolves because they are able to avoid detection until operational. Former NYPD analyst and John Jay College of Criminal Justice Associate Professor Christopher Herman tells 1010 Winds.
The concern, obviously, for things like New Year's Eve or any kind of large-scale events are the lone wolves, are the individuals that are kind of acting by themselves. And again, right, these are typically ones that are armed, usually with some kind of mental health issue. And again, really no different than the ones that we've seen
Law enforcement is also being told to look out for a terrorist trying to ram a vehicle into a crowd. But Herman notes the NYPD has been training for a very long time to make sure they get everything right. Also, there's no specific threat. Side note, if you want to get a picture, Times Square with the 2026 giant numerals, they will be in Times Square until tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Until they are hoisted on top of one Times Square. And the party in New York City doesn't end on New Year's Eve. Zoran Mamdani is throwing a free New Year's Day block party from Liberty Street to Murray Street from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we've just learned that he will be sworn in by Attorney General Letitia James and Senator Bernie Sanders.
The New Year's Day celebration Mamdani is calling an inauguration for a new era.
If this campaign has demonstrated anything, it is that our dreams can become reality.
The video posted to X, Mamdani hoping tens of thousands can come together, he says, in Lower Broadway that day. At RSVP, it's transition2025.com/inauguration.
Dreaming demands hope. Dreaming demands solidarity. Dreaming demands work.
The swearing-in and the steps of City Hall, one in the afternoon, January 1st, for Mamdani, public advocate Jumaane Williams, and controller-elect Mark Levine. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
It's not clear if Mayor Adams will be there. He has said he worries Mamdani supporters could be, quote, nasty to him. At 1 this afternoon, the mayor-elect will take questions as he makes an announcement in Manhattan. 1010 Winds will, of course, cover. A 15-year-old boy is one of two victims of subway slashings just an hour apart. The teen was cut in his right arm Saturday evening at 42nd Street Port Authority Station, about a block from Times Square. He was taken to Bellevue in stable condition, and that suspect ran off. At the 42nd Street Grand Central Station, a 38-year-old man was slashed after arguing with his attacker on board a downtown 6 train. He was also taken to Bellevue in stable condition, and that suspect is also on the loose. An NYPD officer shoots a man to death after that man charges at cops with a box cutter. This happened in Far Rockaway early yesterday morning when cops responded to a call about a father-son dispute. When they arrived at the apartment, the parents were outside and the son, 29-year-old Chez Frey, was in the hallway wielding that box cutter. Police say he charged at them, leading one of the officers to discharge a taser and the other to open fire at close range. The officers performed CPR on the shot son before medics took him to an area hospital, but he could not be saved. It's a holiday hack, you might say, a way for flyers to avoid long lines at the airport and get better seats on the plane. Passengers pretending to need wheelchairs. And then when they arrive at their destination, it's a Christmas miracle. They can walk. Social media right now, in particular Reddit, is blasting the fakers, and airlines seem to confirm this is going on, noting a 30% yearly increase in wheelchair assistance requests. Fire rips through a home in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, leaving 5 people hurt. Here's the FDNY Chief of Operations, Kevin Woods.
We had a total of 5 injuries here, 3 minor, non-life-threatening injuries to our firefighters, and 2 injuries to occupants of the original fire building at 494, with minor burns to the face and other areas. And they were treated by our EMS personnel.
The fire broke out in the home on Humboldt Street just before 2 o'clock this morning. In all, 4 homes were up in flames. 3 firefighters were among the 5 people injured. Nobody was seriously hurt. The FDNY says the weather made it tough to fight the blaze with water freezing on the ground. There's no word yet on the cause.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.